You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is 1.5 with the Steelers plus 1.5 at 10 to 11, the Chiefs minus 1.5 at 10 to 11. And I think, Gil, this is the matchup this weekend that I'm looking forward to most, are the Steelers at the Chiefs. Interesting line as well, because on the back of the Steelers' win against Miami in the wildcard round last weekend, I think they opened favourites to go to the Chiefs in Kansas and win, but this line has subsequently adjusted and the Chiefs are now favourites. Do you think that's correct, Gil? Do you think that the line has corrected itself?
I do. There's some speculation as to why that line moved, right? From the initial open of the Steelers being about a 1.5 favorite to what it is now, the Chiefs being a 1.5 or 2-point favorites. Was it because Big Ben was cited in a boot after that game? Because with 4:34 left in that game, Cameron Wake of the Dolphins fell on the back of his leg and Big Ben got a little banged up. So when Big Ben was seen in the surgical boot after the game in the press conference, one might speculate, oh, all the Chiefs money came pouring in. Or probably more likely, or in tandem with that, folks were just like, you know what, the Chiefs ought to be favored in this game. And I think it's right where it is right now. I think the Chiefs, I have a future. I have an AFC futures bet on the Chiefs to win the AFC. And I think this is their year. And I think this is the game of the weekend. I agree with you. I think they get by the Steelers here. The first time these two teams met this season, the Steelers killed the Chiefs 43-14 back in week 4 at Pittsburgh. But not only was the venue different, that game in Pittsburgh once again, but the Chiefs didn't have Justin Houston and Tyreek Hill, their absolute firecracker, their spark plug, whether on offense or on special teams. He was not at full Tyreek mode at that point, as I like to say. And so this is a different Chiefs football team. And with Justin Houston and without Justin Houston in the lineup, a huge difference. We talked about the Seahawks with or without Earl Thomas. Same things can be said about Kansas City with Justin Houston. He had surgery on his knee this year. He came back. He was looking good. But then he was forced to sit out the final two games of the year with swelling in that surgically repaired knee. Now he comes back and you wonder, is he at full strength in this game? Is he going to be at partial strength? What's going on? Well, the pass rush of the Chiefs, entirely different with Houston around. With him, they've generated a 5.7% sack rate, pressured the opposing quarterback 34.4% of the time. That's the second highest rate in football, would be with him, completely on the field. Without him, their sack rate falls to 3.9%, gets pressure just 24.3% of dropbacks, which would be in a tie for 28th place with the 49ers. So he's a huge difference maker. Here's the thing, Dave, though, just pulling away from the numbers for a second. Big Ben hasn't looked that good to me. Like, he's made some very suspect passes that we don't really expect from a guy like him. And I can see that happening again on Sunday. Steelers red hot, winners of 8 in a row. But let's not forget the Chiefs, extending back postseasons and into last season. They've won 23 of 28 football games. Mm. And essentially right now you have, although it is a Chiefs tick of a favorite here, essentially you're talking about a win or loss situation unless they end up winning by one, right? That's a different story. But in terms of the spread, we're basically talking about a straight up situation here. Chiefs have won 23 of 28. And then there's the big Andy Reid stat, Dave, which I know you're probably getting to, so I'll preempt you here. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, when coming off a bye, everybody likes to throw this around, and I think there's some validity to it. 16-2 straight up career coming off a bye week is Andy Reid, including 3-0 straight up in three divisional playoff games when he was head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles coming off a bye in that divisional round. So this is a guy, you give him an extra week to prepare, and history tells us he's pretty good. Alex Smith, I believe, will be mistake-free in this game, and I think the Chiefs ultimately overcome the amazing offense or potentially amazing offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think the Chiefs generate turnovers. I think Tyreek Hill makes his mark one way or the other, and I think the Chiefs get it done.
I didn't have the stat either, Gil, so I'm glad you did preempt me there.
No.
So okay. I didn't have that stat, so I'm happy about that.
You're usually so impeccably prepared, Dave, that I just assumed you know how it is.
It's kind of you to say, Gil. It's kind of you to say. I think Le'Veon Bell must get 40 touches in this matchup, Gil. I think they're going to try and ride Le'Veon Bell, aren't they, the Steelers? Because, as you mentioned, Ben Roethlisberger maybe not quite on his A game at the moment, but there's no doubting that Bell in the backfield is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and the Chiefs' run defense has shown, you know, holes in it this year, certainly at times. And so that's going to be their strategy for sure. Le'Veon, and more Le'Veon, which we said before last week, that's what the Steelers would do. And that's indeed what the Steelers did against the Dolphins. But the Dolphins had the second worst defense against the run in all of football headed into that game. So they were clearly going to go Le'Veon in that game. You know, Bell's unbelievable. And this patience that he shows in the backfield, waiting for the blocks to develop and then just shooting the gap. We never quite seen a running back like this before. This is really different from any historical comparison. Like, I don't remember a back ever just kind of bouncing around in the backfield, waiting for his offensive line to hold the blocks and then doing his thing. He's really one of the great running backs, certainly of this generation, and probably headed to the Hall of Fame one day. One day, though, against the Chiefs, though, here on Sunday, can he do it in a tough environment? We should mention this is the one game, too, Dave, this weekend, where weather might be a factor. So it would be an advantage for the Steelers if we do get freezing rain, which is about a 50% chance of freezing rain in this game. If that happens, if there is inclement weather, I think that benefits the Steelers. So Steelers ought to hope for really bad weather in this game, and that would be a running game battle, and that would definitely favor the Steelers at that point.
There is a clip out there online, the clip I think you're alluding to, where Le'Veon Bell receives the ball from Ben Roethlisberger and just stands there almost still for two or three seconds, or for a couple of seconds, while the offensive line do their work, and then he shoots through the gap. And that's something we've not, as you mentioned, Gil, not seen in the National Football League before. Do you think the money comes for the Steelers in this matchup later on, or do you think the public go for the Steelers?
I'd like to see that clip. I wasn't even referring to one particular clip, just him in general. It's probably they probably picked a comical one where he's at a dead stop.
Yeah.
I don't know where the money comes in here. I mean, Pittsburgh is definitely the more public of these two teams. So one would think that you might see an influx of Pittsburgh money at the end. But you know what I've learned more than anything this year? And I do a weekly video in Las Vegas, Dave, with Jay Rood, who's the VP of MGM Resorts International Race and Sports Book in Las Vegas. So he runs all of the MGM properties books, which is 10 deep in Las Vegas. And every week I ask him that question that you just asked me. And he's the bookmaker, right? He's the guy's like, where do you expect the money to come in? I always ask him. And he will tell you now openly, he goes, man, have I been wrong all year long. So to guess such a thing is merely a guess. You know, I don't know. I could see, quite honestly, I could see this creeping up towards Kansas City -3 by game time just as easily as I could see it going the other way.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.